Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Emily Schwing. This week on AK, a journey. Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood leaders made a unique boat trip through the waters of the Inside Passage this month. Their voyage harkened back to the days when local camp officials from towns and villages around the region would travel on fishing boats to attend Grand Camp conventions. The Brotherhood was founded a century ago, followed a year later by the Sisterhood. So this journey had special meaning for the cultural and civil rights organizations. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein caught up with them when they stopped in Petersburg.
A celebration awaited the 65-foot motor vessel Christian when she arrived at Petersburg South Harbor earlier this month. Local members of the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood came to drum and sing her in, a traditional welcome. Sisterhood Grand President Mary Brown was among the passengers who spoke at a well-attended potluck later.
When we were seeing you gathering, we said, there they are, they're up on the docks. We were excited and so pleased to be welcomed into your community.
The trip started in Kluwak earlier this month and went on to Wrangell before the stop in Petersburg. For Brown, it was reminiscent of her youth.
I remember our A&B and A&S members leaving on a same boat to go to the convention because they couldn't afford to fly. And I remember them drumming and singing as they're leaving the docks. And then I got to travel with my mother to a Salvation Army Congress, and I remembered pulling into Cake, and the Salvation Army people on the boat were drumming and singing. And then they stopped, and I could hear the drums coming from Cake as the boat was going in, and it was just full of people.
And that was what Brown envisioned for this trip. She called it spiritually uplifting. It gave her energy. She was not alone.
It just warms my heart to see this boat here and see the people here.
Petersburg A&B Camp President Ross Lanook III was unable to go on the voyage, but he was excited to greet the MV Christian with song and drum. The arrival reminded him of his parents, who were also members of the A&B and A&S. Lanook said he's always been involved with the organization. He said it's in his blood.
I've always lived the Native life, you know, growing up with my grandparents and my parents. We subsisted, as they call it, you know, and we lived off the land. I grew up on salmon and seal and deer and all the foods, wild celery, seaweed, berries, everything you can find around here. My grandparents took us out and we picked it.
According to Sisterhood Executive Committee member and former Grand President Mary Guthrie of Kluwak, Christian faith is the foundation of A&B, A&S, and that faith runs deep.
And the old timers, when I first started going to convention in 1984, would stand up and this is what they used to say at every convention is, if you cut open my chest, you will find A&S or A&B engraved on the heart. And that's how I feel, and I'm real happy to say that, and I've got full trust in the fact that this organization shall live and not die.
A&B and A&S are probably best known for their central role in the historic struggle for Native civil rights and against discrimination in Alaska. That mission continues today. Cecilia Lopez-Tavalero is an executive committee member of the A&S and former grand president. She brought along a copy of the newly shared constitution that the Brotherhood and Sisterhood adopted together at last year's Grand Camp Convention.
The mission of the A&B and A&S is to better the lives of Native people and their families, to fight for civil rights and land rights for all Native people to share the cultural knowledge, wisdom, and artistic beauty of Native tribal societies, and to strive for a spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood among all people.
Bringing back more Native culture and education to Petersburg is key for local A&S Camp President Brenda Louise, who also serves as the Sisterhood's Grand Sergeant-at-Arms. She got on the boat in Petersburg.
And being able to go on this trip to Cake, Hoonah, and Goon,
where culture has been alive and strong for a long time is very exciting. I'm excited about learning new things. I'm excited about bringing it back to our camp. And I'm excited about the company that we have on the boat.
The Alaska Native Brotherhood will hold its 100th Grand Camp Convention this fall, and next fall it's the Sisterhood Centennial. For AK, I'm Matt Lichtenstein in Petersburg.